Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio, and in the studio with us is Juanita Knutson. Juanita is the promoter for Fiesta City Speedway, and it's that time of year again to get the race cars ready and get the racetrack ready, right, Juanita?
It sure is.
Thanks for coming into the studio once again.
No problem.
This has kind of been an annual meeting between me and you, isn't it?
Yes, it has. It has been. This is our third year together.
Yeah. Third year as promoter.
Correct.
Okay. And how's it going every year for you?
It gets better each and every year. I learn a little more each week, or each week. Well, yeah, each week, each year. Yep. So
how long have you been involved in racing?
This is my 32nd year involved in racing.
Oh, yep. Wow. That's a long time.
It is a long time, yes.
Seen a lot of changes at Fiesta City Speedway in that time?
Well, I started my racing career over here in Madison Speedway.
Okay.
And so I've been with Fiesta City Speedway now for about 25-ish years, okay. Maybe. Yeah, nice. Somewhere in there. I don't know. I lost track.
So what's the job of a promoter of a speedway, Juanita? What's your job description?
My job description is kind of a little of everything, but I have a pretty good group that works with me. We do have a board that there's about 6-8 of us that make the decisions. It's not just a sole decision by myself or some of the other people, but I do a lot of the behind the scenes sponsorships, all the paperwork that has to go along with SOTA. Doing all that kind of stuff, doing this kind of stuff, radio interviews, podcasts, all that kind of stuff. Oh. I do kind of all this behind-the-scenes stuff.
There's a podcast for Fiesta City Speedway.
We don't have one, but I've been interviewed on a couple of them.
The racing podcast. Yep. Okay, gotcha. We'll have to get you on my podcast this year, so.
We'll see.
Okay. It's called Two Guys Way, and Mitch Silty and I do a podcast.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yep, we'll put that in the bank there, and we'll have you on sometime, so. All right, so, you're getting ready for the season opener. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it? And you got a schedule of events the whole season here. It's going to be a busy summer at Fiesta City Speedway.
Yeah, right now we are scheduled. We were supposed to have a test and tune this Sunday, but unfortunately Mother Nature didn't want us to do it. So we're going to try to run a test and tune next Sunday, April 28th. Mm. And then our season opener is going to be May 3rd. And
it's always exciting, a season opener, isn't it?
It is. Yep.
For fans.
It's exciting for the fans, to get back together and do the sport that we all love, So, yeah, we're all looking forward to our May 3rd opener.
I think racing is a unique sport because it's, especially locally, you're a big family, aren't you?
We are. Yeah. Absolutely. I think every sport has that. Yep. I've just noticed in the racing sport that no matter what happens on the track, majority of the time you can go into the pits afterwards and they're all talking and hanging out and having a good time. Yep. Unfortunately, over the last few years, we've had some sicknesses throughout it. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing how they just rally together and just stick together and, raise money if that's what needs to be done or whatever. So, yeah.
Yeah, very supportive.
They are very supportive. Yep.
For sure. Didn't mean to cut you off there.
So no.
Season opener is when again?
May 3rd is season opener.
Okay. Why don't you just highlight some of the things coming up this summer then?
On May 24th, we are going to run, again, our Military Appreciation Night, where the American Legion Riders and the Legion as a whole, along with the VFW Post 380 in Montevideo, we all do a little ceremony, and the veterans get in for free that night and do some military stuff for them, okay. To honor all them.
Yeah, and what night was that?
That is May 24th.
Okay. All right, other happenings?
We have a big, big weekend coming that we're all very excited about, and that is June 7th and 8th. We are running a doubleheader Friday night, Saturday night, and that will be the Structural Buildings with SOTA Late Model Challenge Series, along with the Dirt Race Central Street Stock Tour. Wow. And both of them bring in a really good car count.
Yep. A lot. You get racers from far away then?
Yeah, we'll get racers from, Wisconsin, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, possibly some from Canada will come down if they decide to follow that Late Model Challenge series. So, yeah, it's a great time. And the Street Stock Tour has just grown and grown and grown over the years. Last year, I believe we had, 30 last year. So we're looking at, and we had it a little bit a couple weeks later last year. So we're hoping we'll get, 30, 40 of them this year. Nice. So, yeah, it'll be a great time.
Good. And that's a double header, you said.
Yeah, that's a double header.
Friday and Saturday night.
Yep, June 7th and 8th. Okay. Yep. Yep.
Good. All right. What else you got coming up?
June 28th, we're going to do Meet the Drivers, and that is such a fun event for all the kids and all the fans. We bring all the drivers and their cars out onto the racetrack, and the drivers all give away, candy or treats of some sort. And, okay. If it's hot, they like to dig out the popsicles, and that's when the kids really come out. But, yeah, that's just a great, great time. Then we have a Timmy Eames Midwest Modified Special coming in July 19th. A lot of people would know Timmy. Timmy used to race a Midwest Mod and is battling ALS. Mm. And so we're going to run a special in his honor. And I have it set up with Dirt Race Central that they will be live at the track. So therefore, Timmy can watch the event happen as it's it's going live. So, yeah. Yep, that's going to be a great time also. Sure. Yep. And I should back up to June 21st is our Superstock special, but that is also Kids Night. And we've got a lot of fun things lined up for Kids Night. I haven't quite revealed all that, all them details yet.
I won't ask you then.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But I've had a few people step forward and want to do some special things with the kids. So, Good. Yeah, that'll be a great time.
Good. How about County Fair time? That's always a fun time.
Yeah, County Fair is coming August 2nd. That'll be a Friday night race. Last year we did do a Wednesday night. This year we're going to go back to a Friday night racing. And, usually brings up, brings in quite a few cars. And then, of course, they all got to go enjoy their fair food.
That's right. A lot of fair food.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, the Chippewa County Fair is one of the best fairs around, I think.
So yeah.
They've done a nice job.
Yeah, they have. They've done a great job.
Yep. And
we have the vintage cars returning once again. Nice. They will be coming August 16th. And they usually reach out to us every year, and want to come back every year and race. So it's always fun to see them older cars back out there and let them have a little fun out there.
My dad always took me to a racetrack down by New Ulm in the 60s, and those are the cars that raced then, and it's kind of cool. My uncle raced a car.
Oh, okay.
In Waseca.
Yep.
And we always used to go and watch them race.
There you go. Now you got to come over to our racetracks.
Vintage night.
We're going to get you into racing.
Okay. Pretty soon.
Pretty soon. Yep. And then August 23rd is our season championship. So hopefully the weather will hold out for us all throughout the season. And we do have a rain date available for that on August 30th.
Okay.
Just because a couple years ago we actually had to cancel. And when I do my contracts with WSOTA, we have to put in, our start date and our end date, and it has to fall within a certain amount. So we've always been trying to keep that extra rain date because it's not much fun to have to cancel your season championship night.
Yeah, no, weather is a big thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yep.
Mother, you're at the mercy of Mother Nature, basically.
We are, absolutely. Yep, and that's kind of the way it is with the track. We put some new dirt down this fall. And, unfortunately, we didn't really get the winter that we normally get that would help us pack that down.
Yeah, right.
And so now we have to manually do it.
Okay.
So, yeah, a few little challenges, but we'll get it.
A lot of people help you out, don't they? You got a big crew that helps you out.
Yep, we have a great crew that all works together. Everybody just works together, and we get the jobs done, that needs to be done. I am one of the fortunate tracks that the majority of my people are all volunteers. They are unpaid.
Wow.
So,
amazing. Yeah. Gotta love it, that's for sure.
Yep, it's for the love of the sport.
That's right. Now, just ask you, do you stream the races at all, or are they on Facebook, or do you have a website, or how does that work?
We have Dirt Race Central that comes in and does live viewing.
Okay.
And you can go on to dirtracecentral.com, and they will
Is that a subscription?
Yeah. Race? Yep. Okay. Yep. You can do a yearly or you can do a nightly race.
Then you can watch other racetracks.
Correct.
I'm sure.
Okay. Yep. Yep. You can watch different different racetracks. So, good.
How many cars on average do you average? Racing on a Friday night at Fiesta.
Last year we averaged like 72 cars, which is just a nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's good. Our street stocks were the big one last year. We averaged 19 of them per night. The street stock has been very successful over the last couple of years. There's a lot of the pure stock drivers that will jump up into the street stocks.
Okay.
And I am aware of a few more jumping from the pure stocks into the street stocks. So I'm hoping that number is going to go up a little bit. You know, personally, that is my all-time favorite class. And that goes all the way back to when I was here in Madison Speedway, back when it was Mark Hoffman and the Schulke boys and Corey Nelson and, all them kind of guys. So it is by far my favorite class, but I love it.
Yep. Yeah. Awesome. Well, the best of luck to you this year. Let's hope the weather holds out. And, if you do have weather announcement, you can hear it here on Q92 if we need to postpone or cancel or whatever.
You've been
good at that communicating with us. But hopefully we don't hear from you.
I'm hoping not. Last year we got by. We never rained out.
Yeah.
We never had a rain out.
The year before was tough, though, wasn't it?
The year before was tough. But last year we only had one night. It happened to be our Super Stock Special. We got our Pure Stocks in. We got our Super Stocks features in. And then we had to cancel. Okay. And so then we just made up them other features, in the next weeks. But otherwise, no, we never had any rainouts last year.
Nice.
Which was great.
Nice. What is the price at the gate?
The gate is $15 for adults. 12 and under are free.
Okay.
Yep.
And you have concessions, obviously.
We do have concessions, beer available. Yeah.
Good.
Yep.
All right. It'll be a fun summer.
It will be.
All right. And that season opener is?
May 3rd.
May 3rd. And racing always starts at?
7 p.m.
7 o'clock. Fiesta City Speedway in Montevideo, one of the best tracks around.
Thank you.
One of the best promoters around. You do a great job, Juanita.
Thank you.
I do hear good things about you.
Good, good. That's what I'm hoping.
All right, thanks for coming to the studio.
Absolutely.
That's Juanita Knutson. She's a promoter for Fiesta City Speedway. So take in a lot of racing this summer in Montevideo.